music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is The Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you for joining us on The Kelly Alexander Show. We are happy to welcome two amazing guests this week, kicking off with Toronto native Scott Hellman talking about his latest album, Hotel de Ville, and the process behind making it, not to mention his penchant for getting tattoos when he's out on the road. We then welcome country singer-songwriter Danielle Bourgeot, who talks about her octane-laced song, Lakeside, and the work involved in trying to make it as a recording artist in the music industry. But first, let's hear a remix from Julia Michaels and her song, Issues. Julia has recently released her new EP, Nervous System, and you've got to check it out.
I'm jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me, I can love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll get mine. Skin the glory, all of our problems, 'cause we got the kind of love that takes us all. Yeah, I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need you.
On Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.
No point in trying to take it slow. We both know where it's gonna go. They say when you find real love, you'll know. But no time for questions or maybes, baby. We're never gonna fight if we don't run. So baby, let's pretend we're weightless. Kiss the ground goodbye, taking that jump. I'm calling you to say that you're the one. Hey, baby, meet me down here in Vegas. I'll be at the airport waiting. I bought a white dress, let's go, go, go for it. I know, baby, we're the perfect combo. Living like there's no tomorrow. I'm in my white dress, let's go, go, go. Should wait.
Barack Yater and Ryan Reback with Go 2.0 on The Kelly Alexander Show. Hey, it's Kelly, and we were very happy to spend time with Toronto native Scott Hellman when he came to town talking about his latest album, Hotel de Ville, which was heavily influenced by the time he spent living in Montreal.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
We are very happy to welcome to The Kelly Alexander Show, Scott Hellman. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well. Thank you so much for making time for us. We appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Going to start off by saying that I am a huge fan of both the songs that we've been playing, Bungalow and Kind of Complicated. Did you know with both of those that you had something special?
No.
No? Really, eh?
I think maybe once they were done, I kind of, like, it grows. Like, because you have to exit that place of self-doubt. So you're like, is this going to be good? And then, you know... Then you start going, okay, I think I did something that I could be very proud of. So, yeah, like later though, it's not right away.
Mm-hmm.
But once, because usually what happens is when I work with my producer, I'll write the song with him. He'll produce it. You hear it as you're doing it and then it's done and you all listen and you're like, awesome, let's go home. But then he won't send me the file until he feels like he's done his work on it, which is an honorable thing. So I usually don't get the song for sometimes even a week after I've written it. So I'm like, just like, oh man, I want to hear that song I wrote. Like, damn, I don't even have it.
Okay.
So I don't show this one, but now I like all, when we were all listening, I'll like record a voice note on my back so I can at least like have like a little bit. But they call it the bounce, the file. When I get the file sent to me, usually I'll listen to it and it'll be like make or break at that moment when I hear it.
Okay.
So with Bungalow and Kind of Complicated, when I listen back, I was like, yes.
Good job. And out of those two, which one do you enjoy performing more? Are they both like, because the crowd must go nuts, right?
They're both really fun to perform. I really like Bungalow is so fun because it's like, it was a pretty big song. So people like, they like wild out when they play that. Kind of Complicated's fun too. They're both fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, why did you call the album Hotel de Ville? Like, this is awesome for me considering you're not from even Quebec.
I moved here when I started writing the record. And I wanted to move away from home. I wanted to sit in a place that I could just be alone and start writing. I also came here because there was a girl here that I liked a lot. And I moved onto Hotel de Ville Avenue at Hotel de Ville in St. Joseph, I think. That was where it was. And there's something about Montreal that I love in that it's so permanent. There's something that feels permanent here. That it doesn't feel so much like that in the rest of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the culture here is not only is it so old, but it's also resisted so much and it's stayed so pure. So when you go to somewhere like Old Montreal, it's really beautiful because it's like, whoa, this is like ancient Canada. And it feels like that's something I really care about is permanence. And, you know, and when I came to Montreal, I was really about trying to make this relationship work for realsies and felt like Montreal was the place where that would happen.
That's
so
awesome.
I felt like that was what the record was about.
That's super cool. I don't think I've anyone or heard anyone in a long time speak so eloquently about our town. So that's really cool.
Thank you.
I really love that.
I really like your town.
Thank you very much.
And people are sexy here.
Very true.
Very
also
sexy.
True. I wanted to ask you, how did it feel to be nominated for Juno Awards? Like, what did that feel like getting the news?
That was really humbling, actually. And I didn't really let it sink in until I was there. And then you're kind of looking at all of these amazing Canadian artists, like from Shawn Mendes to Arcade Fire to, like, you know, but in that range of things. And you're like, I'm a part of this. That was pretty special. So, I mean, I don't even think I was there when they were announcing, but it doesn't matter to me what, if I won or not. It was just to be there and to play in front of all those artists was really cool. So, that's why I started making music, was because it made me feel like I was a part of something
that's
larger
awesome.
Than me. And so to be at the Juno Awards was like, whoa, cool.
I actually want to get your take on award shows, because not that long ago, maybe back in the winter, I think it was Justin Bieber who was like upset about award shows. He's like, they're all fake, it's not real, blah blah. And so, but you as an artist, I know, like, you just sort of said how cool the Junos are, and like, I know you were recently at the MMVAs. So how do you find most artists behave or act or feel when they're at award shows? Like, is it just cool to see your buddies who are doing well across the country?
It depends on the person. I mean, it's like, how do people behave at weddings?
Right, true.
It's like, you know, it depends on who you are. I think there's a certain level of fakeness at award shows.
Mm-hmm.
And But whenever there's fakeness, there's always something real behind that. It's always just a veil that's covering something that's truly happening. So I just try to look past it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's some artists that walk around and like they're obviously like trying to network, or they're trying to like, you know, meet certain person so they can do work with a certain person, you know, stuff like that. But you know, I don't really believe in like hating things, because it's really just that person's insecurity or whatever it may be. But the other thing too, because Canada is different, I, when you're at an award show in Canada, it's like the awards don't really matter as much as the being there, because Canadian music right now is really, we're all kind of a team.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, you know, even with like Drake shouting out to The Weeknd on his latest record, like that's like, they're like, I can't remember the lyric, but it's like, we're here now and we got to keep it. So it's like, Canadians are really this kind of community that's coming up in international music. And mm-hmm. I just think it's cool to be a part of that. So, I mean, and like, get mad about what you want to get mad about, but like, you can also just ignore it.
Also true.
Like, I just go there and I have a spritzer, you know, have an interview with a wonderful person, and then like, you know, enjoy my night. Like, I don't really see the point getting all mad about it.
Nice. What was it like hanging out with CRJ, as I like to call her, the Carly Rae?
Oh man, she's awesome. And she doesn't mess around too. Like, we were backstage and there were like people like, can I get an interview? And she's just like, can I have an interview, and like, when I'm done this? She's awesome.
Nice.
She was just like, we were talking about music, and she was just really cool person.
Who would you like to go out on tour with, you know, in Canadian land? Like, if you could have your choice of like a big tour, and you could go out with like three or four artists, who would it be?
Oh, I would go out with so many different art. Like, I would go out with, like, I know I keep bringing up these two artists, but I would, like, it would be my dream to go out with someone like Arcade Fire is one of my favorite Canadian bands.
Yeah.
But I would also love to go out on the road with, like, someone like Shawn Mendes, because he's, not only is he a friend of mine, but he's also, I think he's just great. And
that'd be fun.
A tour is like a
traveling party.
Yeah, they're all different. They're like snowflakes. Like, stuff happens, and it depends on who you're with. So, for the experience, I would just, yeah, anybody, you know.
That's cool. Now, I wanted to ask you, what does it feel like, because like on this tour that you're doing now, you're headlining, right? So it's kind of cool. So what does it feel like to be like the headliner with like Featurette underneath you and Rylan?
It feels cool. It also, because I've been an opening act a lot, I know, how do I phrase this nicely? I know how some things can be really hard on the road, and usually the headliner needs to be there for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to be able to like know that and be able to be like, yo, come in our room. It's okay. We only have one, but we'll all fit. You know,
nice.
That feels good to be able to kind of give that love. And the fans have been amazing, and putting out a record that you've been writing for like as long as I was writing mine,
mm-hmm.
and then just being able to put it out and have people singing the songs, like, it's really cool. It's been really fun.
I wanted to ask you, how many more tattoos are going to happen? Like, and do you get them? Like, because I understand you go out and do that when you're on tour. Like,
I do. I'm thinking of getting. I'm going to wait though, because my brother wanted to get a tattoo. Oh man, I hope he doesn't see this, because it was supposed to be his birthday present. But my brother wanted to get a tattoo after he graduated.
Okay.
My brother is like the reserved person, and I'm like the
wild man.
Try it, you know. So he was like all scared. He's like, I'm going to get it once I'm done my graduation, because that's a thing that I care about. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And he just graduated university, so I think we'll probably go together.
That's cool.
So I might wait till him. But I don't know, man. Like, this tattoo, I went to this really cool jazz bar in New York. What's it called? It's so cool. I forget. But I was walking home. I was like alone, and I had like a couple too many drinks. And I actually walked into a place at like 3 a.m. in New York City and was just like, give me a bungalow. And a semicolon, because I'm never home, but I and also care about mental health, but I also like bungalows, so who knows.
That is awesome. All right, well, before I let you go, I wanted some of your fans to get to know you a little bit better, so we're gonna do fast facts with Scott Hellman. You ready? All right.
I gotta get into the zone.
All right, what is your favorite meal of all time?
Oysters, jerk chicken, or sushi.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Emma Watson.
Do you have any pre-show rituals?
High fives with the band.
If you could change places with any athlete for the day, who would it be and why?
Usain Bolt, because that'd be so cool to run really fast.
I love it. Okay. Favorite TV show of all time?
Friends.
Favorite current TV show that you're binge watching?
Friends.
Jeez. Coolest person in your phone?
Oh, but also I'm really excited for the next episode of Westworld.
Yeah, okay, one of those. Okay, coolest person in your phone that's not family or friends?
I had The Weeknd in my phone for a second, but I think he changed his number.
Damn. Okay. So that's cool. And Shawn Mendes probably in your phone. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Okay. And dinner with Adele, Bruno Mars, or Ryan Tedder? Which one?
Adele.
Hello. I love it. Scott Hellman, thank you.
Thank you. I did that well.
You did that super well.
I don't know.
Scott Hellman hanging out on the Kelly Alexander Show.
That's Scott Hellman right here on the Kelly Alexander Show. And Scott is going to be heading out on tour with fellow Canadian artist Ria May, kicking off on October 14th. Here's Scott with one of his catchy songs off of his album Hotel DeVille. It's Kinda Complicated on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Some call it crazy, but I call it unique. I say you couldn't replicate it on a video screen. And I overheard them saying that we got a disease, but I only got you and you only got me. There's a moment when I'm smiling and I'm shining in gold, or a bad, bad feeling creeping in my bones. And I like it that way, cause I'm weak in the knees, boy. And it's not half amazing, well, it kinda looks bleak. Yeah, I only got you, and you only got me. I go from elevated to downright devastated. It's kinda complicated. We're going in and out, but baby, now I'm home. Complicated. There's a dictionary page dedicated to us. It's just some days we're gonna shine and some days we'll rust. But they left out the meaning, didn't give it a name, cause they couldn't find a word for our kind of insane. Yeah, I only got you, and you only got me. No, I just can't explain it, so let me paraphrase it. Complicated. We're going in and out, but baby, now I'm home. We have our ups and downs, but baby, now I'm home. We're burning hot and cold, there's no mistaking. Oh, it's kinda complicated. It's kinda complicated. Simple, so antiquated. It's kinda complicated. I'm moving forward and you wanna rewind. I got a quick fix called a bottle of wine. I know we're pretty complex, it ain't always a breeze. But girl, I only got you and you only got me. Yeah, I only got you, and you only got me. I go from frustrated to feeling liberated. Oh, we're kinda complicated.
Kelly Alexander Show, bringing you fresh sounds like this.
Light and it pours down. found such relief. When you grieve, you'll find a gorgeous melody in the harmony that holds you and forces you to see.
On the Kelly Alexander Show.
Looking forward to getting to know Canadian country singer Danielle Bourgeot, but first, from his new album, The Boy Who Cried Wolf, it's Passenger with Simple Song on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Song won't stop the rain from coming down. We're hard from breaking. Here's a simple song. It's never gonna turn this day around. Stop the earth from shaking. It's just a simple song. Nothing right or wrong. Long if you want to. Well, I know it's not been easy, but easy ain't worth singing about. Hey, I know, time goes slow, but it's always right. Here's a simple song. Won't stop the rain from coming down or your heart from breaking. Here's a simple song. Never gonna turn this day around. Stop the earth from shaking. It's just a simple song. Nothing right or wrong. If you want to. Well, I know it's far from simple, but simple ain't worth worrying about. Hey, I know,
I know it's time to go. The thing I keep on finding, everything seems to be about timing. Here's a simple song, won't stop the rain from coming down, or your heart from breaking. Just a simple song, never gonna turn this day around, stop the earth from shaking. It's just a simple song, nothing right or wrong. You can sing along if you want.
That's Passenger with Simple Song on The Kelly Alexander Show. Hey, it's Kelly, and we're very happy to welcome to the show a dynamic Canadian country artist who is making some noise not only in her home country, but also in the U.S. as well. It's Danielle Bourgeot. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So I want to start off right off the hop. I saw your information and I was like, got to get this girl on the show. You have a great look in the picture that I saw in your promo picture. And then I listened to the song Lakeside, which we're going to get into in just a sec. But you look like you're super, like, got octane behind you, and that you're super, you know, into what you do as an artist. But I wanted to take you back a little bit to when you were a kid. How did you actually get into music?
Well, my father was in a bluegrass band growing up with his brother, and so I've gotten, you know, a lot of music, bluegrass, kind of in my roots at a very young age. And my mom was like a big lover of music too, so we always had vinyl playing at the house. And my mom was a southern rocker and my dad was a country guy, so I feel like intertwining those two sounds together kind of helped with my direction. Just, you know, naturally you'll hear those two influences in a lot of the music that I do. But I was lucky enough to be pulled up on stage with some of the greatest Canadian bluegrass and country icons, and it's been absolutely a fabulous ride. And it kind of took me to different places where I got to get on stage where there's been like amazing people, like Gordon Lightfoot played, I remember it was his 60th birthday, and Terry Clemens, who played guitar for him the whole time, he passed away a few years ago, but he brought me up at Massey Hall, and he was just kind of like, you keep working hard, you can have this. And I remember that moment was the moment that I really truly knew that this was the only thing I was going to do for the rest of my life.
Fantastic. So no plan B.
There was never a plan B. I mean, I do have other interests and hobbies, but this was always, I always knew. I knew at a very young age, but I think I really knew, okay, now it's the time where it's great that I can play it, but now how can I make a living doing this? So, you know, that's kind of where I started learning more about the business side, not just the stuff that was very natural to me. It was like performing. It was like brushing my teeth. You know, I get up on stage and it was just natural. But I got to learn, you know, the more business side and how to monetize everything and be able to, you know, pay your bills every month.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to an up-and-coming artist right now with regards to almost, because I feel like that's the whole point in a way, is that it is show business and you need to understand the business. Otherwise, the show doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the number one thing I would have to say to an artist is know who you're working with. It's all about relationships. You know, you build a team and you have everybody kind of doing a certain thing, but know what's going on. I mean, a lot of artists go, oh, I'm just going to get a manager and get them to do everything. And, you know, you totally miss out, because a lot of the doors that have opened, it was me, you know, kind of going there and asking a ton of questions. And the worst thing, like, I feel like a lot of people are scared to ask the questions and scared to ask if they can be a part of something or try and get their foot in the door. And you just have to tell yourself the worst thing that anyone is ever going to say to you is no. But wouldn't you rather know that? So getting to know the business is like a huge thing. And then write with people that are like, you know, better than you, people that are way better than you, because that's how you're going to learn. And that's kind of, you know, I got to a certain point in Canada where I just knew in my heart that Nashville had to happen. So I've been in Nashville for 5 years now, and I have a publishing deal of 2 years with Benny and the Big Guy, which is a Dan Hodges catalog, and then also administrated for the past 4 years with Olay Publishing, which is my worldwide pub deal. So for that, it's like, you know, it's opened a ton of doors, but I'm also being able to function every month because I have the funds to do everything now because I have that advance and that opportunity. But it's also a great opportunity because they set you up with people, and it's people you never think you would meet. So I think just being in Nashville and putting a music scene where you are surrounded by people doing the same thing you are, and just being around people you trust and you can feel good around, and people that believe in you.
Do you think you'll ever come back to Canada with regards to your career, or do you think you need to stay where you are to do what you need to get done?
Well, I'm actually in Canada right now, but I'm leaving on on Saturday to go back to Nashville. So I am back and forth a whole lot. I just filmed my music video out on the lake last weekend. We had a great event where we had the field and Emma Higgins videotaping our new single. So I'm really excited about that. But I go back and forth a lot, so I still call Canada my home. I will definitely, you know, be back more here.
Perfect.
In the future.
Well, we're happy to have you. And can you talk to us a little bit about Lakeside? Is it a party song? Like, is it more nostalgia? Like, what do you want people to take away from the single?
Well, I think Lakeside, I mean, there's got to be something about hanging out at the lake. It's almost like it's a very magical, subtle, it's almost therapeutic, you know, when you're around water. So anyone can take it however they want. It's however you want to relax. But I think that, yeah, it is a party kind of groove and feel, but it also has something very chill about it as well. So, I mean, I think whatever people like to do, I mean, if I was listening to it, I would be on the beach. I'd probably have, you know, a nice cold beer, or a fishing rod in the other hand, maybe floating. I put a life jacket on my little dog, and that's just kind of the vibe. But, I mean, everybody has their own stuff that they do at the lake. I mean, it's the summer good feeling.
Now, talk to us as well about the EP that's coming out in August, A Country Sort of Way. How many songs are going to be on it, and is the project sort of thematic, or is it a collection of songs?
It's definitely a collection of different songs. There are 6 songs right now. There may be 7 songs. We're just kind of waiting on a last call, but they are all done. We just don't know if we're going to put the last one on the record or if it's going to go on the EP. But I mean, I think it's just a way of kind of life. It's kind of what I do, and it's my everyday life. It's the stuff I like to do. I wanted to do an introduction where everybody could kind of hear exactly what I like to do and the kind of person I am. And I'm just kind of like, you know, a country girl that likes to do fun things. So I hope people can connect. There's another song on the record that means a lot to me that is called What Difference Does She Make? And I think it's a great kind of an idea that women, you know, we all kind of, we can't help it. It's in our blood to like look up what our ex-boyfriends are doing and everything. And, you know, it's just kind of cool that to be a little bit vulnerable in a way where you're kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm just a normal person. And what difference does that girl make? What does she have that I don't have? And I actually got the idea from a girlfriend who moved in that was going through a divorce. They got, you know, married at a very young age, and he ended up
going a different way with another girl, but it was basically the same woman. And I thought, you know, there's so many women who think, what difference does that girl make? Like, what does she have that I don't have? So, I mean, there's songs that connect with women. There's songs that connect with everybody. I think it's how you look at the song, but I feel like I hope that everyone can connect with all the songs on the record. And then there's another song that the last song we just added, I just wrote. It's called This Guitar. And it's actually a song, my dad passed away from cancer about, I guess it'd be 8 months now. And it was just a really hard time in my life because obviously we shared music. It was our bond. And the one thing that he left me was this guitar. And I feel like it's the one thing that's kind of got me by everything. And it's the D28 spruce top that he had when he played. And I truly feel like he left his heart in this guitar because ever since I started really, you know, playing it and when I'm upset and I'm down and I grab out my pen, it's like he's there with me. So I just hope that people can connect with each different one, but there are definitely different moods in each song.
That's a fantastic story. I'm sure he's super happy that you're playing his guitar for him. That's amazing.
I hope so, yes.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is recording artist Danielle Bourgeot. You can follow her on her website and grab all of her social media there as well. Can you talk to us, you know, about this moniker that you have, Redneck Princess? I love that.
Thanks.
Who gave it to you and what does it mean for you?
Yeah, I can tell you about it. I guess, you know, my girlfriends would always make fun of me because it didn't matter if we were going to a party or whatever. Actually, my guy friends too, but it would always, all through high school and growing up, I always had a piece of camo on somewhere, but I would still have, you know, curls in my hair and big diamond rocks in my ear and, you know, the very glam cowboy boots, but there'd be mud on them or a stain on my shirt or something. And they're just like, you are a mess. Like, you are a redneck princess. And I guess that's where it kind of started. And in one of my songs that I wrote, one of the first songs I ever wrote back in the day was called Don't Tell Me I Ain't Country. And it literally said, I'm from a small town north of a smaller town. And it was just a little town that was, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and it was great people and everything. And I just got to really get to do all the kind of outdoorsy kind of things. And I was never afraid to get dirty, but I kind of had also a little bit of an expensive taste. So I was known to do kind of best of both worlds. I like sushi and escargot and that kind of stuff, but I also like barbecuing and smoking, you know, ribs and doing that whole side of things too.
I wanted to ask you about something I read in your bio information that says that you don't mind getting naughty. What does that mean?
Well, I think that actually was changed to sassy. I think that was a little bit of a typo. I actually pointed that one out, but
I like naughty and sassy.
I think
they go
it's
hand
more
in hand.
So I just want to be a voice for women and we should not be ashamed to say whatever we want to say. I guess in the naughty sense, maybe it's like, you know, I remember I wrote a song with two great writers in Nashville, and they said, you need a truck song, Danielle. And I said, no, we don't need a truck song. There's plenty of truck songs. We don't need any more. And they were like, oh, come on. Like, everybody has a truck. And then the one guy said, oh, yeah, I remember the first truck that I made love in or something like that. And I just said, well, now you're talking. So we wrote a song called About Love in a Chevrolet. And with a girl singing it, it's very, very edgy. But it's still, we kept it clean. We kept it classy. But, you know, Chevrolet just had kind of a good ring to it. And it's just kind of, I've had a lot of people say, are you sure you want to sing about this kind of stuff? Because you can be labeled. And I mean, I go to a great church. They love me for who I am. And I want to be who I am. And I don't think girls should have to worry about what we say or what we wear. We should just be like, you know what? This is who we are and own it. And if a guy can do it, hell, a girl can do it too.
I love it. Now, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, what do you want to say to my audience who's listening now who potentially have never heard of you before, because we have listeners around the world? Why should they listen to Danielle Bourgeot?
Well, I will tell you honestly that I have totally paid my dues. I'm not one of the overnight success. I've put, you know, sweat and tears and blood and starvation and, you know, everything that an artist, I feel like, should go through before actually getting to the top. And I've been so blessed to have Pete Swan, my producer, who's been by my side from the very beginning. And I mean, my biggest goal right now is to pay back everything that all these people have done for me for nothing, because I had nothing and I had to work for everything I had. And you know, these people believed in me, so they kept me going. And I just want them to get something back now, more than myself even getting there. But the things that just shows me that, you know, the things that I want to do with this, like, I have so many views, and it's really about giving back. Like, I'm huge into dog rescue, animal rescue. I do that full time, hand in hand with my music in Nashville. And, you know, I just want to be able to, like, help more. Without, you know, being able to give something more than just, like, my physical being there when I can be there. Because I know there's great people that can do a lot of things, and I really hope that I can put, kind of just raise the attention on a lot of different things that I find very important. But, you know, there's people that they're very lucky. They have, like, a financial backing, and they have people that are willing to put a lot of money into things. Where I have been lucky with getting a publishing deal and working with some really great people this year, but it didn't happen overnight. Like, I've really, really tried, and I've put so much time into this. So I just hope that the only thing I ask, I just hope that people give it a chance and at least listen to it, and then also come to a show, because my live show is completely different from the record. It's a pretty high energy show for, I think, anyways, I hope.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it very, very much. And, you know, we cannot wait to hear the EP, which comes out August 18th, Country Sort of Way. And you're welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is recording artist Danielle Bourgeau. Again, make sure to follow her on her website, daniellebourgeau.com, where you can find all of her social media.
Sipping on mojito, swatting out mosquitoes, minding my own, got my drink in my copper tone. Yeah. And every time the sun's out, boys got them guns out, girls got a little sundress or a little less on. Skinny dipper, chunky dunk, whatever you got in the trunk, we're rocking every day and night on the lakeside. Living it up, living it up, living it up on the lakeside. Living it up. Never end. No, it doesn't. Your lips on
am a Capitone.
Thought I was ready, ready for someone else. But every time I get ahead of myself, every time I get ahead of myself. Thought I was rock steady, but I didn't need no help. But every time I get ahead of myself, every time I get ahead of myself. Guess I went ahead and jumped the gun again. It's a situation that I put you in. Thought I was ready, ready for someone else. But every time I get ahead of myself, every time I get ahead of myself. Thought I was rock steady, I didn't need no help. Every time I get ahead of myself, every time I get ahead of my, I get ahead of myself, yeah, baby. To say I love you, babe. Moved my things to your apartment down on 2nd Street. I thought I'd clean the slate, but I guess I didn't clean it all the way. I thought I was ready, ready for someone else. But every time I get ahead of myself, every time I get ahead of myself. Thought I was rock steady, but I didn't need no help. Every time I get ahead of myself, every time I get ahead of my, I get ahead of myself, yeah, baby. I get ahead of myself, yeah, baby. I get ahead of myself, yeah, baby. I get ahead of myself, yeah.
New music from ex-ambassadors with Ahead of Myself on The Kelly Alexander Show, and you can expect their sophomore album out sometime later this year. Hey, it's Kelly, and thank you for joining us on the show this week. My thanks going out to our guests, Scott Hellman and Danielle Bourgeot. Also, a big thank you going out to my super producer, Adam Brisson. Please make sure to follow us on our social media. You can grab all of our handles on our website, kellyalexandershow.com. Also, check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow. Have a great week. You and I will chat soon. And to play us out, it's new music from Arcade Fire, Everything Now, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Every inch of sky's got a star. Every inch of skin's got a scar. You got everything now. Every space in your head is filled up with the things that you read. I guess you got everything now. And every film that you've ever seen fills the spaces up in your dreams. That reminds me. Got a sign, and every boy uses the same line. I pledge allegiance to everything now.
how come you're never around? I miss you and everything now. Mama, leave the food on the stove. Leave your car in the middle of the road. This happy family with everything now. We'll turn the speakers up till they break. Cause every time you smile, it's a fake. Stop pretending you got everything now. I need everything now. I want it. I can't live without. I can't live without. Till every room in my house is full of shit. I couldn't live without.
Anytime, any place, just a click away, KellyAlexanderShow.com.